Rainmaker FM.
CopyBlogger FM is brought to you by the all-new Studio Press Sites, a turnkey solution that combines the ease of an all-in-one website builder with the flexible power of WordPress. It's perfect for bloggers, podcasters, and affiliate marketers, as well as those of you who are selling physical products, digital downloads, or membership programs. If you're ready to take your WordPress site to the next level, see for yourself why more than 200,000 website owners trust Studio Press. You can check it out by going to rainmaker.fm/studiopress. That's rainmaker.fm/studiopress. Hey there, it is so good to see you again. Welcome back to CopyBlogger FM, the content marketing podcast. CopyBlogger FM is about emerging content marketing trends, interesting disasters, and enduring best practices, along with the occasional rant. My name is Sonia Simone. I'm the Chief Content Officer for Rainmaker Digital, and I like to hang out with the folks who do the heavy lifting over on the CopyBlogger blog. You can always get extra links, extra resources, as well as the complete show archive by entering copyblogger.fm into your web browser. So I am here today with my colleague, my business partner, my friend, Brian Gardner. Brian, it is so nice to have you with us today.
I am very happy to be here today. I get to talk about the thing I love most on the internet, and that is Studio Press.
I love it. Brian is, like everybody in our company, I don't know, we have kind of musical titles. He's our chief product officer, but lately we've been calling him our chief WordPress officer, which I think is kind of cool because you're very chief and you're very much a WordPress guy. So I like that. Let's talk a little bit. So we've been keeping you and your team kind of busy. So I thought maybe we would just have you over and let us know what's up with this new project. We've got this new thing. We've been talking about it a lot, and I wanted you to come just help us know kind of what it is and what it's called and who it's for and all that good stuff.
Yeah. So last year, a lot of our team sort of on the Studio Press side, we went a little bit incognito. We've been always actively working on stuff from the WordPress perspective, developing themes and doing stuff like that and updating Genesis and our plugins. But about almost a year ago to the date, we all sat down in a basement and had dinner and talked about what is the next step for Studio Press. We had a couple of years prior to that really focused on building Rainmaker and all of that. And so I kind of asked the question to us all, what is the next step for Studio Press? Where do we take Genesis and what do we do with a community of so many people, thankfully so many people that trust us with their business? And I felt like it was time for us to do something. And so we talked a lot about things that were happening sort of in the space. Trends, design trends, the fact that mobile first has become such a big focus for a lot of, you know, web development and sites like that. And so we really sort of landed on, and it took us a little while to kind of formulate what we wanted to do. And Tony Clark, who's the chief operating officer of our company and somebody who's really into setting things up and organizing structure and process and stuff like that. He said, you know, before we just identify what we think we want to build, let's take a step back and let's talk to our people and find out sort of what is the need, right? Because a product that you build that no one buys is a product that you build that no one buys. And so he said, let's take a step back. Let's put out some surveys. Let's talk to our people. We thought we knew what we wanted to build and why we should build it. But I think it just helped to have a little bit of affirmation. And sure enough, we talked to our audience. We talked to those that trust us with their business and came up with what's kind of at this point known as Studio Press Sites.
Yeah. And it's cool. And it's like, it's just really a neat new thing. So tell us a little bit about what it is. What is Studio Press Sites? How is it different than just the Studio Press that we all knew and loved, which is, of course, the set of premium WordPress themes? So what does this mean, Studio Press Sites?
So prior to Studio Press Sites, Studio Press itself was primarily a WordPress theme company, a premium WordPress theme company. You would go to Studio Press if you wanted to use WordPress and look for something to use as a template for your site. Studio Press is where you would go. A few things that we did outside of that were plugins. We have free plugins that work along the Genesis framework of ours. And of course, we have at this point 40 to 50 premium WordPress themes for sale. Now, StudioPress sites is sort of the next evolution of just that experience, because people would come to us and buy a theme, and then they'd go off and then find their hosting. And a lot of times what we found is that there people, it wasn't just that easy, right? People didn't necessarily understand what it was to set up hosting and then to go get a theme. And then, you know, because we take for granted as WordPress people, what we know and how easy that seems to be for us. But there's a lot of people out there, writers, bloggers, those types of people who are new to this space, right? We've been here for what, 10 plus years. But they hear about blogging, they hear their business should have a website, things like that. And so everyone tells them to do WordPress, but then they kind of got stuck, right? They're like, well, what does this exactly mean? And how do I do this? And what's self-hosted WordPress versus what's WordPress.com and all of that. And so I think a lot of people at that point kind of left the WordPress arena and just went with a Squarespace type site, right? Because Squarespace kind of stepped in and said, hey, we're the all-in-one. Just come over here, click a few buttons, and you have a website. And then there's a few others like Wix that are sort of like that all-in-one thing. And so we identified through our conversations and our surveys, we said, you know, let's take the experience at StudioPress and help make that easier for people to get a website. And so through a number of conversations and long calls and meetings and stuff like that, we developed what we thought was a great idea, which was the ability to show up at StudioPress and get a website in minutes with the ability to still offer the great designs that we have there.
Yeah, I mean, and it's funny because, you know, you say, you know, people like us get that WordPress is pretty easy, but that's like people like you, because I'm, I mean, I'm now at the point where I know the difference between, you know, .org and .com, but yeah, if, you know, if I'm going to help my husband, for example, get a site set up, I'm so used to having a team, you know, that helps me out with it. It's not so easy if you're doing it for the first time or you haven't done it in a while. So it's a really nice option to have all that stuff. You know, okay, I have to get hosting. Nope, hosting's all set. Okay, well, I have to get, you know, security monitoring. No, you know, we're good with security monitoring. It's just really nice to have that all taken care of, as well as things like I first went out with a Typepad site for exactly the reason you mentioned. And once I switched over to WordPress, then there was always that question of, okay, well, can I update WordPress? Well, is that going to mess up my site? Am I going to have to call the developer back who set it up and get it reset up? And, you know, there's all those questions people have with WordPress. So it's just nice to have that option where it's somebody's just kind of thought through the stuff for you.
Well, that's the thing, though, like all the things that you just mentioned, those aren't things that anybody, whether they be a blogger who's just trying to get a name out and start something small or a small business, those are things that those are questions and concerns and roadblocks. Those are things that people should not have to deal with. I don't spend as much time in support as I used to, but even back in the day, I would read the support tickets and of our own and at WordPress, and just I see the struggle that I'm trying to do this, I can't do this, I googled it, I went on YouTube, and I'm like, really? Focus on your content and writing and doing your thing, and don't let something like a website get in the way. And so that's ultimately kind of where we landed. And so we said, if we can build something where people show up and they can read what it's about and click a few buttons and literally have a website in less than 5 minutes, then that to us seemed like a big win.
Yeah, no, exactly. Cool. Well, I know that some people who know CopyBlogger and have been hanging out with us for a while, probably one of their first questions will be, we have a platform called the Rainmaker platform that is a turnkey web platform. It's based on WordPress. So is this the same thing or is it something different? And you know, what's different about the two things?
So a lot of the technology, and this is kind of getting geeky first, but a lot of the technology behind the scenes is sort of built off of the same stuff. Now, from the end user, Rainmaker started out much like StudioPress sites is now, but over the years, we really developed that and added a lot of tools, high-powered tools, things that are really big. For instance, you know, podcasting ability and the ability to set up a shop and do all kinds of things. And Rainmail is another huge thing that is part of Rainmaker. And so Rainmaker really evolved into like a higher end product that's a better fit for an established company or an established blogger or somebody who has kind of the time and the money to invest into taking their business to a much higher level. StudioPress Sites, on the other hand, is really more of that DIY entry level blogger, which there are hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of out there. Yeah. And they don't need Rainmaker because maybe it's outside their budget, or maybe it just has way too many tools that they don't even need. And all they're looking to do is get online, and maybe they're just a hobby blogger or lifestyle blogger, or they just want to take pictures of their food. And so we realized that there is a need, and we can't just force those people to buy Rainmaker just because it's our solution. And so that's where we decided to sort of, you know, part the Red Sea and say, okay, Rainmaker is going to go this way, and StudioPress Sites is going to be born. And really, they're two different demographics that we're going after.
Yeah, it's a very different. It's actually it's similar idea in one way, because it's WordPress made just a lot easier. But in another way, it's very different. People are using it very differently. You know, so you know the writers, the freelance. A freelance design pro. Another big difference seems to me that StudioPress Sites is more flexible. I mean, if you have your favorite plugins or whatever, and they're not part of the Rainmaker set, you can just go ahead and include them. Is that right?
Yeah, and that is another from a technical perspective, and the developers in our community really love this, because right. With Rainmaker, it was sort of on lockdown, where that was an environment that was not set up to allow people to bring things in from the outside other than their custom Genesis themes. And so StudioPress Sites is much like a traditional hosting setup, where you have its normal WordPress. The back end is WordPress as you would see it if you got hosting somewhere else. Along with that, we've included a number of valuable functionalities and things that we've kind of built into the experience, a little more enhanced SEO and a number of other things. But the good thing about this from a developer standpoint, or even somebody who's not, is that you're allowed to, you know, import any theme you want. You're allowed to, like you said, snatch any plugin that might be relevant to, you know, what you're looking to do. And even on a deeper level from a technical standpoint, you have FTP access, which means from the server side, you're allowed to go in and do things. If you want to customize your theme, you don't have to submit a custom theme or do it through the dashboard. You can do it through FTP, which is what a lot of the developers like to have that access, because they make small tweaks and things like that to the files within the theme. And so so from that perspective, it is wide open. And so there's a lot of differences kind of on the front end, but also on the back end.
Yeah, very good. All right. Well, I do want to take a little time to shout out, you know, so much happens in a company like CopyBlogger. You know, we get on the podcast once a week and tell people what's up, and the blog, you know, every week there's content. So much happens behind the scenes. So I want to thank, you know, the development team. I know you have just been really proud of the team for, this has been a major effort. So, you know, our hats off, warm and fuzzies, group hug for everybody on the technical team that made this happen.
Yeah, you know, like, I'm an idea guy. And so for me, I always like to have ideas. And a lot of times, and in this case, for sure, I was not able to take that idea and do it all myself. I like to think I can sometimes, but this project was way outside of my scope and required. Even though we had multiple people on it for this type of project, it was actually a small team. And so that small team that we had from a, you know, documentation standpoint, from a development standpoint, from a design standpoint, because we redesigned StudioPress on top of this whole StudioPress Sites initiative, which added another thick layer of complexity in terms of trying to time it all. Everybody outperformed what we hoped, and it was just, it came together so well without a hitch, and we're very proud of them.
Yeah, really, really good group of folks. Well, let's talk about a little bit, maybe just a little bit of, if somebody's thinking about, maybe they have a site on a Squarespace or something where they don't maybe have quite as much flexibility as they find they need, or they have a site, they do have a WordPress site, maybe they have a site on WordPress.com, and they've got some limitations with that. What are some of the questions that people might just go through to decide, you know, if StudioPress Sites might be a good option?
Yeah, so unlike a theme where you just kind of go to the store and buy it off the shelf and take it home and play with it, a website, whether it's hosted by us or somebody else, that's more of an investment, right? That's more of a, I've planted my seed here. And it's not just a, you know, an individual product, right? So There's a little bit more thought that goes into, oh, I want to, hey, you know, check out StudioPress sites and do all of that. Now, the good thing is there are migration services. Like, in other words, if you're on a WordPress.com site or if you're on another hosting, we offer some partnerships with migration services that allow you to very easily take your content and your site from one place and move it to another. So that's something that I think people have a fear of, feel like they have to do it themselves. And so that's a good bonus in terms of if somebody wants to come over. So one of the other benefits of getting a StudioPress site is that as part of that, you get access to the Genesis framework, which is for almost 8 years now what StudioPress alone has built its revenue model off of. So Genesis is a framework for WordPress. It's a part that comes with StudioPress sites, and we offer 20 different themes on top of that. That's the design side of the web experience. Now, Genesis has some enhanced SEO features. One of the things that I was really happy about with StudioPress sites is that we included the Open Graph output into the source code. And what that does is it tells Google, it tells Facebook, it tells Pinterest and Twitter and all of the social medias out there the proper information to display when, you know, posts are getting shared and stuff like that. So for me, that was a big thing. There's a lot of lifestyle bloggers who really rely on Pinterest for traffic. And out of the box, StudioPress sites are rich pin ready. For those who are into that type of thing, they'll know exactly what that means. But it basically means we've done a lot of the work to help people get their content to be in the most ready position to be shared and the most optimized. So there's, you know, search engine optimization tools that we have built into Genesis that help sort of enhance the experience when Google comes to visit. On top of that, it's a very secure framework. We hired Mark Jaquith, who is a lead contributor at WordPress, to do a security audit. And again, there's 20 designs that we've created and come from also the third-party developers in our community that come as part of that package. So they're really, at that point, if whether it's you're importing a site or starting a new site, it's a very good experience to make a few clicks to get your site online, to pick your theme. And inside of that, there's some customization ability if you want to change some of the colors of your site and things like that.
Yeah, and that's like so fun too, because I know when you have a new site or when you make an update to a site, there's just nothing more fun than sitting around and messing with your colors for about a whole afternoon and just like, what if I have it kind of pink? Oh, I like pink. So lots of fun. All right, very good. Well, I guess probably the best way to wrap this up is to talk about, just let people know, how can they find out more about it? If they're kind of on the fence, how do they learn more about whether it's a StudioPress theme or going ahead and maybe making a decision to go with StudioPress sites?
Yeah, so if you go to StudioPress.com and just read the homepage, it's built for us to talk about what sites is and why it's a great idea for your business. And then on the main navigation there, we have two main call to action buttons, either shop for a theme, which is where you can go and look at all the themes that we have. And then there's create a site, which goes into a little bit more detail on StudioPress sites and what it is. And there's two different plans, and it spells out what might be a good fit for you. And we've got some frequently asked questions already in place on that page also. So the things that you might be wondering or asking yourself, is this right for me? Or, you know, what about this? Those are already there for you. And of course, we have a contact form. So if there's anything that's not on the site, things that you have questions about, our team is around 24/7 to answer those questions.
Very cool. All right. Well, thank you. Appreciate you dropping by and just letting us know what you've been up to and what you and the team have been working so hard on. Always a pleasure. And I know that we're going to get to see a little bit more from you this month on Copyblogger on the blog as well. So that's exciting. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it'll be good to be back.
All right. Thank you so much. Sonia Simone here today talking with Brian Gardner. Thank you again and take care.